Good morning. We've had some patchy drizzle early this morning and some spotty light rain and snow showers overnight. That, combined with temperatures close to freezing this morning, is producing a little bit of slippery travel in parts of interior New York and New England. It's not a widespread issue, but you may encounter a few slippery spots, especially on ramps and bridges and untreated surfaces this morning, while others will get to work or perhaps school without any issue. Either way, it does look like maybe slower than usual during the course of the day as a steadier rain moves in. Low pressure lifting out of the southeast toward the Ohio Valley will track over the region late today and tonight. Temperatures will climb out of the lower and into the middle and upper 30s for afternoon highs to produce just plain rain by the middle and latter portion of the afternoon that will last into the night tonight. Temperatures will hold steady above freezing and in the 30s overnight tonight with that rain and areas of dense fog developing. As the storm system lifts to our north and east late tonight and early tomorrow morning, we'll start a drying trend. We'll see temperatures hover around the 40-degree mark the first few hours tomorrow morning. Then a gusty west wind will take over, and readings will fall back through the 30s during the day, with any scattered spotty rain showers changing over to snow showers. The snow showers will tend to diminish late in the day tomorrow and tomorrow night as high pressure builds in. This will leave us with just a few flurries and snow showers, but an overall cold day on Thursday with high temperatures only near 30 degrees and then dropping back into the 20s for highs on Friday. As we get into the upcoming weekend, it looks like high pressure will be in control, keeping it dry with a mix of sun and clouds both days, but even colder air will move in with highs only in the lower to mid-20s. Right now, it looks like we'll remain without any major storms into the early part of next week, with highs staying in the lower 20s on Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, that complex storm over the southeast will produce showers and thunderstorms over parts of the mid-Atlantic and southeastern states today. Some of the storms could be strong, maybe even severe, especially along the North Carolina coast. Meanwhile, an upper-level low will remain over the Pacific Northwest over the next couple of days. The circulation around the upper low will help stream a plume of moisture into California. The storm will produce coastal rain and higher elevation snow over parts of the northwest and north-central parts of California. The rain will be heavy at times along the coast, while the snow will be heavy over the Sierras. In addition, snow will develop over parts of the Great Basin and into the central and northern Rockies. Additional moisture flowing into the same region later in the week could produce even heavier precipitation, and it looks like the snow will be measured in feet across the Sierras, and flooding will be a concern closer to the California coast. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/4 mile visibility with light freezing drizzle and fog, 14 degrees with a south wind at 23 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 17 below zero. In Albany on the hour, light freezing drizzle and 32 degrees, the dew point 27. 82% relative humidity, a north wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.18 inches, and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 93 degrees at McAllen, Texas, to a low of 22 below zero at West Yellowstone, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy and breezy with rain moving in near 40. Boston cloudy in the lower 40s, and in Buffalo cloudy with the chance of rain and highs in the lower 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 36 degrees, the low 17, the average temperature 27, that's 4 degrees above normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, no snow, 1/10 of an inch for the month, and that's 1 inch below normal. 14.5 inches of snow for the season, and that's 3.4 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 31 degrees, the average low, 16, the record high, 61, set in 1913, and the record low, 14 below zero in 1970. Sunrise this morning, 7:26 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:34 p.m., 9 hours and 8 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Some icy spots this morning with spotty freezing drizzle, then cloudy, with steady rain moving in later this afternoon and highs in the mid-30s. More rain tonight, also areas of dense fog with lows in the lower to mid-30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a few slick spots this morning with spotty drizzle, then cloudy with a steady rain moving in by early afternoon, highs in the upper 30s. More rain tonight, also areas of dense fog with lows in the mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, some icy spots this morning with spotty freezing drizzle, then cloudy with a steady rain moving in this afternoon, highs in the mid to upper 30s. More rain tonight, also areas of dense fog with lows in the lower to mid 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a few slick spots this morning with spotty freezing drizzle, then cloudy with a steady rain moving in by early afternoon, and highs in the mid to upper 30s. More rain tonight, also areas of dense fog with lows in the lower to mid-30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A few slick spots this morning with spotty freezing drizzle, then cloudy with a steady rain moving in by early afternoon and highs in the mid to upper 30s. More rain tonight, also areas of dense fog with lows in the lower to mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, becoming windy and colder with scattered snow showers, temperatures starting near 40 in the morning, then falling through the 30s during the day. Mostly cloudy, a few snow showers Thursday near 30. A mix of sun and clouds, a few snow showers Friday in the upper 20s. Mid-20s Saturday with a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and very cold Sunday, lower 20s. And sunshine giving way to clouds Monday with highs staying in the lower 20s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.